All right, people, welcome back to another edition of the Daily Trip. Sorry, I didn't mean to be that intense at the very beginning of this.
Well, that's Philip Kerrigan.
Yeah, that's right. My name is Philip Kerrigan. I'm the program manager of the Combined Fund Drive, and this is...
Jerrica Ferguson.
We are talking about an organization called Spokanimal.
Spokanimal.
I love the names.
I do too.
Spokanimal.
I feel like I just want to be like, Spokanimal.
Yeah.
I want to do like an ad.
Spokanimal.
Yeah, just like where you just yell it. And everyone's like, where are you going? Spokanimal.
Right.
Mostly because I also love Spokane.
Yes.
And animals are cool.
Yeah. So this organization, if you haven't gathered it already, deals in Spokane.
Yes.
And they deal with animals.
They do.
Hence, Spokanimal.
Which I find that fun.
Yes.
So Spokanimal is a local nonprofit in Spokane.
Yes.
That has an animal shelter which places over 3,000 cats and dogs into their forever homes. These animals are sterilized, vaccinated, and microchipped prior to adoption. That is a lot of work to actually do that, to really make sure that your the customer that comes in that wants to adopt one of those animals is to say, hey, there is a responsibility when you take an animal.
Correct.
It is a huge responsibility. It's sad to say this, but I know people that have gotten dogs and live in apartments because they really want a dog, but they get the biggest dog they can find and they want to adopt it, which is fantastic. And I'm like, you work over 60 hours a week.
Yeah.
Like, is that the best health for that dog? And
Correct.
They're like, well, I want to. And then a month or two go in, and sadly, I've seen that they'd post on Facebook, can someone take my dog?
That's
and
right.
They're like, I just don't have the time to do it. And it breaks my heart because I'm like, I want to, but I don't have a home for that.
That's right.
And so I love the passion that people have. But to talk about forever homes for animals, I think is really important. And I think it's really cool that Spokanimal does that.
Yeah. So we've gone through these stats before. We're going to go through them again. 68% of the U.S. households, or 85 million homes in the United States, own a pet.
Right.
The most owned animal is a dog.
I feel like cat people would disagree.
What do you mean?
I just feel like they'd be like, I have at least 3 cats.
Well, you know what I feel like? I feel like cat people have a tendency to perhaps own more than one cat.
But dog people don't.
They own a dog.
Right.
Right.
Which I feel like you could get in a dark, deep web of statistics of how many cat owners,
yeah,
but there might be more cats.
I'm not interested in going to the dark web.
I don't know. I'm just saying.
I don't want to meet Joe Rogan in the intellectual dark web, as he calls it.
I would like to see where you got that stat from.
6.5 million companion animals enter shelters every year. 1.5 million of them are euthanized, and another 3.2 are adopted.
Which is awesome for the adoption.
It's awesome for the adopted. It's lame for the euthanized.
It is. And that's, again, why it's so important that when you are, rescuing an animal from a shelter, is to really take consideration of that responsibility.
That's right.
And then also, what I think is really cool is when these adoption programs like Spokanimal really give those resources to them about how, to create that forever home for that animal.
That's right. So why don't you break down the giving impact that they gave us?
So we're going to use, they gave me $100 from the giving impact, but again, that's $10 a month that you could do.
Correct.
And so it would feed and house and care for 10 animals per day in their shelter. That's really amazing. That's a lot of animals.
That's awesome.
That's a lot of food that you go through. That's a lot of space to have 10 animals and to make sure that they have the ability to be in the correct space when they're, being housed. I think is so important for that.
Yeah, shout out to the charities out in Spokane area. Thanks a lot for putting in the time, Spokanimal. Thank you very much. So as always, if you want to give to Spokanimal, you go ahead and visit our website. If you're doing it through the podcast, if you are listening through the website, go ahead and click Start Giving to This Charity below. And you can start giving to them directly.
Please, again, rate and review us. And this is the Daily Drip.
Yeah, baby. See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow. Spokanimal.
That's awesome.
I love that name.